Nicely with Martin Bester.
What a pleasure and a privilege to have in studio the brand new Miss South Africa, Mia!
Yay, hello! Thank you, Ifgong, for having me.
And congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And listen, I've got to say, I just have to say that crown is something else. It is magnificent.
Isn't
it? That is the best one. It's not the same one every year, obviously. Is it?
No, the one last year, Natasha also wore it. So I'm the second Miss South Africa that gets to wear Mwanga.
You got to keep it. What is the inspiration behind this crown?
It was made of the baobab
tree
where the creator saw the tree and she thought that it embodies resilience to her.
Okay.
And also, you can see there's a little tree on the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so it's the tree of life. So it's a beautiful story. She saw the tree and she just thought that it truly embodies resilience. And it was the inspiration behind the crown. And then she came up with this beautiful crown.
Oh, I never knew that story. Okay, be honest with me now. On the night, in that moment, how tense was that? Because they drag it out. They make you wait for the for the announcement, and you make you wait for it. And when they said your name, what went through your mind? Wat het deur jou, wat in jou kop aangegaan? Dit moet seker oorweldigend wees.
Ja, moet ek Afrikaans of Engels praat?
Wat ook al jy wil, hier mag jy al twee praat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ek gaan Afrikaans praat. Nee, ek dink daai aand vir almal wat gekyk het, was dit lank gewees, maar vir ons daar agter behind the scenes, dit was so vinnig. Ons die hele tijd nog nieuwe outfits aantrek, nieuwe oorbelle aansit, die haarkapper, haar klop achter jou aan om jou krille weer in plek in te kry. Dis crazy. En dit was so vinnig, en voor ek nog my oor kon knip, stond ek daar met Mpumi en as die top 2. En toe hulle my naam sê, dit was oorweldigend, maar dit was so mooi, dit was so ongelooflike oomblik, want ek het geweet toe ek wen en ek het geweet wat my wen sou beteken en dat nie net ek, dat het nie net ek is wat wen nie.
Mm.
Maar allemaal wat anders gevoel het, allemaal wat uitgesluit het gevoel het, ek het vir hulle gewys as jy genoeg in jouself glo, kan jy wen in die lewe.
Dit is 'n verskriklike mooie boodskap en ek gaan nou terugkom na die boodskap toe. Maar ek wil eers weet, toe die kameras af is en die ligte is af die aand, wat is die eerste ding wat jy gedoen het? Na die aand as my juffrou Suid-Afrika?
Ek het my hakskoene uitgetrek.
Can you relate to
this?
Ek was so dankbaar, maar ek het my rok en my hakskoene uitgetrek, ek het gebad en ek het net regtig dit ingeneem. Hierdie beautiful oomblik, want dit is net een aand wat ek daai aand sou beleef.
Mm.
En ek wou net elke sekonde van dit inneem.
As 'n klein dogtertjie, jy het altyd groot geword, jy's van Sasselburg aan die Vrystaat af en toe Weskaap, Oudtshoorn nogal.
Ja.
Ah, Oudtshoorn. Daar raak het warm.
Ja, nee, verskriklik.
Dis daar waar die volstruise gaap.
Ja.
It is. Toe jy groot geword het, was dit jou groot droom om 'n juffrou in Suid-Afrika te wees?
Nee, nie regtig nie. Toe ek 'n klein dogtertjie was, het ek nie altyd geglo dat iemand soos ek juffrou Suid-Afrika kan wees nie. Ek was altyd omring deur mense wat net oor my bekommerd was. Wat net bekommerd is, gaan ek kan praat. Gaan ek onafhanklik kan wees? Gaan ek okay wees? Ons hoofdoelwit was net dat ek moet okay wees. Nie dat ek my wildste drome moet uitleef nie. En soos wat die jare verbygegaan het ek geleer, ek het 'n baie sterk wil. En waar daar 'n wil is, is daar 'n weg. En ek het ook oor die jare gesien dat my juffrou Suid-Afrika meer inklusief begin raak en dat daar meer conversation is. Toe besluit ek net, ek gaan die kans vat en inskryf. Soos, what if it doesn't work out, but what if it does? And it's the greatest adventure ever. En hier sit ek nou en ek is ongelooflik dankbaar en ek weet hoe hard ek ook gewerk het.
Mm.
Ek het alles gedoen wat ek kon doen om myself te verbeter en myself voor te berei vir hierdie groot oomblik. So, ek is baie dankbaar.
What did your family say to you when you said to them, I want to enter for Miss South Africa?
My family, so my mom, she was behind me all the way. She understood the message I wanted to bring to the world. My dad, he had to slowly catch on. He was like, you know, this beauty pageant thing's not really my scene, but okay. And I think as he saw the change and what it brought, and he saw the message I was bringing out, he actually came to realize that it's also something that can be beautiful. It's not just about how you look or how good you can sway your hips or any of that. It's about standing for something beautiful and redefining what beauty means.
Because it may have started out as a beauty pageant, but the word beauty means so many other things.
Exactly.
There's beauty in so many other things. Yeah. I want to speak about that message. I want to speak about the hope. I want to speak about what you mean to so many South Africans and people around the world. That's coming up. Also, messages coming in for you this morning. Messages of love and congratulations. You're very welcome. 084-850-0942. The brand new Miss South Africa Mielaru op die show vir oggend. Sê vir haar môre.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We are lucky enough to hang with a brand new Miss South Africa, born in Sasselburg, then came to Pretoria, but grew up in Oudtshoorn. Oudtshoorn van alle plekke. Daar wat lekker warm is en ons baie vol struise. Is jou familie nog daar?
Ja, hulle is.
Okay, wat doen hulle daar?
My ouers, hulle is nou semi-afgetree. Hulle het 'n koerant vir oor die 20 jaar daar gehad in Oudtshoorn met die naam Die Horing.
Okay, natuurlik.
Ja, inge. Het is eigenlijk een baie mooi story van waaraf die naam gekom het.
Van Oudtshoorn?
Ja, maar ook in die vroeg daar, as die gemeenskap wil nuus oordra, of die leier wil genies nuus oordra, en die gemeenskap het hulle Horing geblaas.
Okay.
So, dit van waaraf die naam ook kom.
So, jy sê, was het, okay, so Sasselburg gebore, jou ouers het uitgefigure dat jy doof is op die ouderdom van 1.
Ja.
En dit is so jylle Pretoria toe getrek het.
Ja.
En jylle levens verander het.
Ja.
And then you went on, you ended up in Oudtshoorn. That journey for you as a child.
Yes.
From there to where you are now sitting here wearing the most coveted crown, the Miss South Africa crown, must surely be a massive inspiration for other people who are deaf, but also just for other people that go through life thinking something is not for them.
Yes, absolutely. I think when you face adversity and so many people doubting your capabilities, it is very hard on your mentality, but also I believe it has made me strong as well. And with my journey growing up, it wasn't easy. It was difficult. I felt excluded often. I felt different often. Like, nothing was ever just for me or working out for me exactly. Like, I was just flying by. I was just doing okay all the time. But as I grew up, I always had big dreams. Like, I'm a dreamer. You can't take a dream away from a dreamer. And I just decided I just have to show them and build my own life. I moved to Cape Town about 3 to 4 years ago to gain my independence. And that is also where a big part of my journey really started. Because it was really tough. I moved to Cape Town just before COVID started.
Sure.
And I was working and doing everything during COVID. And it was very tough. It was very expensive. I was earning very little. There were nights that I didn't eat. It was tough, but I also knew that sometimes when you have a dream, it doesn't always come easy. And I had a dream of having a big life, of having a bigger life and a better life. And sometimes you ask yourself, am I brave or am I just being silly right now? But then you just keep pushing, you keep fighting. Because you are worthy of your dream and somehow you just have to believe that.
And I think that's what makes it even wider than you think.
Yes.
I think more children, teenagers, young people, older people, I think more people can relate to that story than you think.
Yes.
And the adversity and the challenges that people face might be much different, might be much smaller on face value. But it's such a big thing in your life.
Yeah.
That holds you back.
Yes.
That takes that confidence away from you and makes you think this is not for you.
Yes.
Right? What is your message to people like that? It may be someone who has on paper everything going for them, but there's something that holds you back.
Yeah.
That's something in your head.
I think when you are faced with challenges, it is very hard and it does give you, it does make you hurt. But every time we are faced with a challenge, without us even realizing, we also equip ourselves with tools to cope with challenges, and it makes us stronger. Because not because we are stronger, but because we are more equipped to handle with our challenges. And we need to look at life like that. When it throws challenges at you and things doesn't always work out the way you want it to or expect it to, you still grow through it. And sometimes a door will be closed because there's a bigger door for you in the future.
Mm.
And I've had so many doors closed on me, but now I'm sitting here as with South Africa. And like, things do work out.
I saw some nice doors in your life, a beautiful apartment, a nice car. Very, very exactly. Nice doors that open for you. You have the keys or the remotes to. I also think that the timing of this is excellent because we're in Women's Month.
Yes.
And beauty pageants have been controversial, been many debates about it.
Yes.
But I think the message that you bring as a new Miss South Africa, I think the timing is great because the challenges might not be the same. The adversities, as you called it, might not be the same. But the determination, the message that you need to hear, Felicity?
Yeah, that can be absolutely universal. And I think as a woman in Women's Month and meeting you now as well, it's nice to hear you and also realize that you don't come from a place of privilege. You've had hardships yourself. And within those hardships, you have struggled. And you've also decided that even though I'm struggling, I'm going to keep on pushing. So this message is not just for privileged people. This is a message for women, men, everyone, universally. It doesn't matter where you come from.
Truly.
If you keep your goals in mind, you can succeed.
And just believe in yourself. Believe that you're worthy of your dreams. That's the most important part. Nothing else has to work out. The only thing that needs to stay there is your belief in yourself and in your dream. You will figure out a way.
There might be a door for you that needs to open for you. Listen, there's love coming in for you on the WhatsApp line. I'm going to tell you more about that coming in. 0848500942.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.
What an eventful weekend. And in the middle of all of this, Olympic Games, Springbok Rugby, Driekus Du Plessis, there's also Mela Roux, wat meer vir Suid-Afrika geword het, 'n week terug. You've only been Miss South Africa for a week.
Ja, ek het net so pikkie ook a week en 2 dae terug.
How's it going for you? It's a lot of pressure.
Nee, there's a lot happening and it's a lot of interviews, but we were prepared for it. It was not like I didn't expect it. They did warn us this is going to happen. And I knew what I was walking into. Like, you know what you're signing up for.
Do you know what you're going to wear for Miss Universe? And can you choose the outfit yourself?
I will be going to Miss Universe in Mexico in November. And yes, I do have a saying my outfit.
Yeah. Felicity? Because we've been, that's where we become very critical.
Yeah. So for me, it's very important that your outfit is just representative of you as well as South Africa.
100%.
And I've had some criticisms of the previous outfits.
Okay.
And maybe we can assist. I don't know why you're not.
We're very good.
What are you feeling? Because you look fantastic on the night. Yo.
No, it's going to look absolutely beautiful and I'm not going to spoil anything.
Right.
You all will just have to wait and see and have faith that this is the right dress for me.
Okay.
All right, some love coming in for you from everyone listening this morning. Here's the first message on 0848500942.
Congratulations, and we think she's going to be one of the greatest Miss SA Queens that South Africa has ever had.
He's saying congratulations and he thinks you're going to be the greatest Miss South Africa Queens that we've ever had.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
That's a big fan right there.
No, that's very sweet.
Who's next?
Congratulations on winning Miss South Africa. And I'm so glad you won. And you look like such an awesome person. And go ahead and win Miss Universe next.
She said, congratulations. You look like an awesome person. And go on and win Miss Universe as well. The pressure just keeps coming.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. I'm so grateful for each person that shows me support and love.
Here's another one.
Mia, jy maak my emosioneel om jou te hoor vanoggend. Baie geluk. Ek is so trots op dit waarvoor jy staan en dat jy net wys die mense wat dink hulle is altyd die outsiders en hulle kan nooit 'n verskil maak nie. Wat 'n goeie voorbeeld en lewensles en hoop wat jy bring vir ander. Baie dankie.
Sy sê dit maak haar emosioneel. Sy is so happy vir jou en wat jy beteken vir outsiders. And making people like that believe that they can do things. Mm. I think the world, die wêreld moet dit hoor. Everything happens for a reason.
Stem.
I think the timing is fantastic. Once again, you're going to Mexico. The world, you know what? The more the world evolves,
yes,
some people just get less evolved. Yeah. Some people on our planet just become less tolerant. I don't understand it. So your message is very important.
100%.
Is that your main focus? When you go to Miss Universe, what do you want them to know?
For me, when I go to Miss Universe, I want to stand up for anyone that has felt marginalized, has felt different, has felt excluded, and anyone who has felt they are not what society expects them to be. And help to also advocate for a culture of kindness and acceptance and tolerance, as you said. To help create a space for everyone, because we all have so much to bring to the table, but not all of us are being given a chance. So I really want to bring that message of inclusivity to the Miss Universe stage.
One more last one.
Congratulations, ma'am. Congratulations, Miss South Africa. I love your confidence. Please give me your confidence. With you, I can safely say, Miss Universe, you haven't seen nothing yet.
He's saying congratulations and he loves your confidence. Please, can you give him your confidence? And he knows you're going to go on to win Miss Universe as well. He wants your confidence.
Oh, no shame. Thank you so much. But I'm sure that confidence is within yourself. You just need to believe it.
You need to believe it. We have a habit of finding out a little bit more about our guests and, yes, and scratching a little deeper. When it comes to some of us are on a diet right now, it happens.
Yes.
We're working on summer 2020.
Seven.
When it comes to preparing for something like this, you're on camera, it is so much, it lives on Instagram, it is called a pageant, it is about inner and outer beauty. How important is healthy living to you?
To me, healthy living is very important, but when I entered the pageant, I didn't measure my waist and measure my weight. I don't even know what I weigh at the moment, because to me, that is not where I'm going to waste my energy on having to look a certain way. I just want to feel healthy. I want to feel strong. So I try to feed myself and to work out so I can feel healthy and strong. And I am just me. I'm not going to expect myself to be a certain size or fit within a certain mold. And I think that also really has helped me to not succumb to pressure of looking a certain way. For me, I am focusing more on standing for something that I feel is beautiful than trying to look beautiful all the time. I am just a human being. Yes, I will do my hair and makeup. Yes, I love fashion and all of that. But for me, there is also something so much deeper that is so much more important.
What is a treat for you? What do you like eating? What do you like? What do you enjoy eating? What is a treat for you?
Ooh, a treat. Ooh, I would say a bowl of pasta.
Okay.
I love a bowl of pasta. And then if you guys want to have maybe a health tip, something that really, really did help me as well that I also love is bone broth. So bone broth is filled with collagen and protein. It's so good for your skin. It's so good for your joints. It's so good for your gut. Like your stomach is going to be so grateful to you when you drink bone broth.
You are from Old Sorin side. Does it mean you're a Stormer? Do you enjoy rugby or what? I kept it for last.
Yeah.
Oh, near last.
Oh, you guys are going to be so disappointed in
me. Oh,
me. No, my parents grew up in the Free State and I go wherever my parents go. So cheetahs.
Oh, she's a cheetah.
We're not
talking. That's fine. That's okay. Fine.
What was your big career path in your head? I mean, Miss South Africa is going to take a lot of your time now.
Yes.
But what do you want to do?
So for me, I do marketing and I want to help build businesses and something that can help stimulate my creativity. And I was actually, before doing Miss South Africa, I was actually busy working at a startup business that I could actually envision myself to work with for life, where we are finding sustainable ways to create input products for agriculture, products for food products, for cosmetic products. And to me, I love the marketing aspect of it, but I also love the science behind it. And I actually got to play a bit with science as well while on the job, where I had to do experiments, creating fertilizers and all of that. So I do really want to do something that's going to stimulate my creativity. So I want to be in that direction.
Listen, all the best with Mexico. Have you been there before?
Pardon?
Have you been to Mexico?
No, I have not been to Mexico before.
Oh, I can just imagine. Just take it all in.
Mm. Yeah, I'm so excited.
And I don't mean the tequila. You don't have to take not all of it in, but you know, maybe just some of it. Have the best time. All the best for your reign. I mean, you know what? When it comes to things like the Miss South Africa country's pageant, any competition, you're going to have a lot of people who are happy about decisions and you're going to have a lot of people that are against it. That's how it goes. Mm. It tells you that people buy in. Some people take it too far.
Yes.
It's okay to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Other people bully. And I think, once again, I think it's it's a big topic at schools right now.
100%.
Bullying is massive. We've spoken about adversity. We've spoken about the things that make some of us different and stand out. And unfortunately, when there is something about you that is different or marginalized, as you said, it does come with a certain amount of bullying.
No, 100%.
How do you deal with it?
I think my life has prepared me for it. But like, there's nothing you can't tell me that I haven't already heard. But I also think that I understand when you are breaking barriers, something has to break, and sometimes that will stimulate critical conversation. And people are going to be uncomfortable because I'm pushing them outside of their comfort zone right now with being so different. But that is how we grow as a community. So I do understand it's just growing pains.
I love that.
Mm.
I love you. Congratulations,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Yes.
So happy for you. Mia LaRue, Miss South Africa.
Yay. Thank you so much.
All the best. Baie liefde hoor, groete vir die familie en voorspoed met die pad vorentoe.
Ag, baie dankie. Baie dankie vir julle almal dat ek met julle kon gesels.
Jy's awesome. Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.